奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。今天下午的题目是自由人的生活。
Actually, this hour is a continuation of the first hour.
所以我们今天下午就继续早上的题目。
Free is a very precious word.
自由是一个很重要的字眼。
I looked up the meaning of free, which is the meaning, the Hebrew from Hebrew word.
我从这个希伯来原文的意义看自由的意义。
As we saying that the normal is free, which is a freedom.
我们通常讲自由。
Also another one is a way.
还有另外一个方法说原文就是一个道路。
Once you look at the Israelites, they have a jubilee, which is the year they can have a free from everything.
像犹太人他们每五十年就是有这个喜乐年。
If you bounded because you become a slave yourself within Israel, then this is the year of jubilee. You're all released.
要是一个犹太人成为奴隶的话，那他就在这一年这个喜乐年，他能够得释放。
And freed means open.
那自由也等于开放。
And freed also means it's a loosen up.
那另外一个意义就是得释放。
A deliverance also is a freedom.
或是得拯救。
And escaping also is a freedom.
或是逃开，这也是自由。
And also another meaning is a natural.
还有另外一个原文的用意就是自然的。
As long as you get out of your natural way of your life, and you know there's something you're seeking that is not natural, then actually, you're losing your freedom at that moment.
因为当你离开你原来原本的生活方法，那你就失去自由了。
Freedom means clean.
这个原文字自由也可以讲说是干净的或是纯的。
In the New Testament, Greek meaning, one is forgiveness.
在新约希腊文，它这个自由的意义也可以等于得饶恕。
So this is the all together the meaning of freedom.
所以这多多的用意都可以用在这个自由。
Yeah, so we have to defining that what is the sin.
我们先要定论罪是什么。
So this afternoon I'd like to share some kind of more Bible verses.
我想跟大家分享一些圣经经文。
This morning we'll talk about the more concept way of understanding of the blessing of the free man.
我想在这个从道理上面来谈一些自由的这个自由人的意义。
Let's turn to Book of James chapter 4.
我们请翻开雅各书第四章。
Book of James chapter 4 verse 17.
第四章十七节。
James chapter 4 verse 17 is defined what is the sin says therefore.Chapter 4, verse 17.
雅各书第四章十七节。
Therefore, to one who knows the right things to do and does not do it, to him it is a sin.
十七节，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Many times, when we cannot do the right things, many times because of our selfishness.
常常我们不能做一个正当的事情的时候，这常常都是我们的自私。
And also, sometimes it comes from our greedy heart.
有的时候也是我们贪恋的心。
But once you look at the book of Colossians, it mentioned that greediness is one other form of idolatry.
在哥罗西说谈到这个贪恋的心也等于另外一种拜就等于拜偶像一样。
So once Colossians chapter 3 according to 3 verse 5.
在哥罗西书三章第五节这里说。
Then here the Paul mentioned about the kind of sin.
这边在讲不同的这些罪。
And such like immorality.
就像淫乱。
Impurity.
污秽。
Passion.
邪情。
Evil desire.
恶欲。
Greedy.
和贪恋。
Which is called this is a, which the form, this is like a which amount to idolatry.
所以在这讲贪恋就与拜偶像一样。
Especially the greedy, that this is greedy, it comes from the selfishness.
这里讲贪恋就是与我们自私的关系。
Greedy is the one that can growing up, it becomes a sin.
因为这个贪恋就变成继续让它发展就变成一个罪了。
So, Book of James, chapter 1.
所以在雅各书第一章这里说。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
第一章的第十五节。
In chapter 1 verse 15, book of James, and he mentioned the chapter 1 verse 15.
雅各书第一章十五节这里提到。
He says, when lust has conceived.
当私欲既怀了胎。
The lust is the form of, this is the form of evil.
因为私欲它这是一个邪恶的。
The lust is, comes from the, our flesh desire.
因为私欲就是我们体肉的一种情欲。
We have noticed that once, because we have a flesh that which is a form of a body we have.
因为我们都有带的肉体。
When sin came into the world.
当罪来到世上。
Now people's heart is changed.
我们的心就改变了。
Before, when the God created the man and God created the man, man stayed within the blessing of God, which is within the life of contentment.
当神创人之后，神人还留在神的律法之间之内的时候，他还是很自满。
When there's a Garden of Eden, that this is the God prepared everything for Adam and Eve.
当神造了伊甸园，他所有的都是给亚当跟夏娃预备好的。
Even though they were naked, but they don't have such kind of the desire like a lust desire.Which is like a simple way of looking at a desire.
就算亚当夏娃当时他们都是肉身，但是他们因为没有这个私欲，也没有这种邪情，所以他们就之间就没有这种罪恶的邪制。
So, when at the beginning stage when God created, God blessed there's no such things like a greediness.
所以当神创人的时候，刚开始就没有这种私心。
So there's no such kind of evil within there.
也没有贪恋或者是这种邪恶感。
So whatever Adam and Eve they doing in the Garden of Eden is everything is too good in the sight of God.
所以亚当夏娃在伊甸园他们所做的一切事，就是在对神来说都是看于好的。
So they don't have to separate from God.
所以他们跟神不会被分开。
Whatever they doing is good in the sight of God.
他们做什么事情在神眼中看的都是
好。So God can communicate with them all the time.
所以神随时跟他们能够沟通。
But when the lust came out from their heart.
可是当情欲出来之后。
They have a desire towards the sin.
他们就想跟罪就想要亲近。
They forget about the God's commandment.
他们就忘记神的诫命了。
But from then on, their motivation has come from their own their heart.
那时候他们的他们心中的激励感就是从罪开始。
So、before they look at the tree give them a knowledge of good and evil, they don't even look at that.
他们以前这个给他们知识的树的时候，他们从来以前不看的。
Because it never tempted them actually before.
因为对他们来说，以前不是一个试探。
But once they forget about the commandment of God.
可是当他们开始忘了神的诫命之后。
And then they look at the tree that comes from the mind of Satan.
那的受到那个撒旦的试探之后，他们就是从撒旦这个眼光来看。
Look at the tree that gives them it seems like a very very great to eat.
他们看到这棵树就觉得他们很想吃。
Let's look at the passage a little bit.
我们来，我们再稍微再看一下这个这段经节。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3 from verse 4.
创世纪第三章第四节开始。
Verse 4 to verse 7.
第四到第七节。蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。于是第六节，女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，可 可是且是可喜爱的，但能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。7，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身肉体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
In chapter 3, verse 7, then the eyes of both of them were opened, it says.
第七节这说他们两人的眼睛就明亮了。
This is actually a very negative sense of they opened their eyes.
在这里讲他们眼睛明亮的这个用意其实是负面的。
Before their eyes not opened to have a see that more than what they think.
在这之前呢，他们眼睛是不明亮的时候，他们还就是没有看到他们不该看的东西。
But verse 7 here, from then on, their eyes open, and now they can see the degree of the touching upon their hands even over the commandment of God, which is talking about the lust.
这时候他们眼睛明亮了，就是他们手就是触摸到他们不该碰的东西，就是神的诫命所叫他们不该做的事。
The verse 6 here, the woman, a woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes.
在第六节提到，女人见那果树果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目。
The tree was desirable to make one wise.
这个树就是让人有智慧，有让他有这个情欲。
It gets the woman, so when they accept Satan's the words invitation.
当女人接受这个撒旦给她的这个邀请的时候
，Once they change the concept from God to the Satan, everything is changed different.
当她从神的方面看到撒旦的那角度来看的时候，所有的都改变了。
But before they were servant of God.
他们本来是神的使者。
But once they accept Satan's the words.
当他们接受了撒旦的话语之后
，Now they become the slave of Satan.
他们就变成撒旦的奴仆了。
Things supposed not to even to look even take eat it, but they look at it, they're very attracted out of the tree.
本来他们都看都不看的一棵树，现在他们就想要吃，所以他们就完全改变了他们的想法。
They forget about the consequence of sin at that time.
那时候他们就把罪恶的定义都全部都改变了。
The ones that they commit sin end up they lose.
因为当他们一犯罪，所有的事情都不再如当初了。
The one is the major force to the Christian, from Satan is a greedy heart.
所以对一个基督徒来讲，最可怕的一件事情就是撒旦给的这个贪恋的心。
Many people just look at the things in this world; they are the focus on their mind today.
因为当我们眼睛看到世上这些东西的时候，我们就把心放进去了。
Once our life focuses onto the world, then everything is lost by then.
这样子，我们的生命就一直跟随着我们眼睛看的，那就忘记了神了。
The moment we serve the two masters,
当我们同时拜两个主的时候
，which means the first one usually turn out to become nothing, and second one turn to be the better usually.
常常就变成第一个原来拜的主就不再重要了，那第二个主就越来越占的地位越来越大了。
Jesus defined us we cannot serve the two masters.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们不能同时拜两个王。
If we start to serve the two masters means actually we lie to ourselves.
要是我们能够同时拜两个主，其实就表示我们在欺骗自己。
Whether we choose this one or give up this one.
因为我们只能选一位，然后就只好放弃另外一位。
So it seems like very subtle, but if we do not clearly define this issue in our Christian life,
常常好像不是很明显。可是要是我们不清楚的看清楚的话
，end up we being controlled by the greedy heart.
其实我们就被这个贪恋的心。被控制了。
You look at James chapter 5.
所以我们再看回雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
From verse 1.
从第一节开始。
James chapter 5 from verse 1.
雅各书的第五章第一节开始。
James chapter 5 from verse 1.
雅各书第五章第一节。
1 to verse 6.
第一节到第六节。
Come now, you.
嗨，你们这些富足人呐！应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。第二节 2， 你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫咬了。 3. 你们的金银都长了锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知积财钱财。 4. 工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫，并且呢，收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之王的之主的耳了。 5. 你们在世上享美福，好宴乐，当杀宰杀的日子竟叫嚷你们的心。 6. 你们定了一人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。
It happens usually the toward the end time, these things happen in the society.
常常到了末日的时候，在这个社会上发现这些事情。
Thank God you're awake.
这个让大家都醒了。
Verse 2 says, your riches have rotted and your garments have become moth-eaten.
第二节这提到你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫咬了。
The things we think is very important that we piling up, but end up somebody else take it away.
我们平常觉得生活上很需要的东西就一直积载，到最后这些都没有用。
Now, verse 3 says your gold and your silver has rusted.
第三节这说你们的金银都长了锈。
Now, usually gold and silver usually not rusted actually.
通常其实金银都不会长锈的。
But he's talking about here those evil way to they can gather this one, do not let it go, but just holding for the rest of their life.
这里就是表示以不正当的方法来积钱财。这样子到最后对人都不好的。
So with that, we have to ask ourselves and our heart.
所以我们要自己扎心的看问一问。
There is still have a heart of greediness within ourselves.
在我们内心是不是还有这个贪恋
？We have to totally cleanse them away.
我们要完全的清掉。
Especially the toward to the end time, we know we close the end time.
尤其我们知道就快到末日了。
Things that belongs to this world.
这些属于这世上的东西。
We have to clearly define that this is not, of course, this is important for the using for the good purpose.
当然有很多这日常需要的东西对我们生活是很重要的。
Well, we focus on ourselves for flesh purpose to save and then build it and then the piling up for ourselves, that it becomes just like that.
有可以用在好的方面，但是要是我们只是想要自己积攒积把它攒得很多的话。
So we have to be truly free from the material things from this world.
所以我们一定要把自己离开这个属于物质上的生活。
So Christians should be upscale up. We do not be these worldly things are supposed not to be bothers us.
所以对于一个基督徒来讲，我们要更超一层的过生活，不要让这个世上的东西物质来捆绑我们。
I think the further from away from the earth surface, the less gravity we can feel.
就像一个地球，离地球中心越远，这个地心引力的力量就越小。
So we have to further away from the power from the flesh.
所以我们要离开这个肉体的这个力量，所以我们要离开。
So you can feel that you can get close to God, you can feel that you can distance from sin and distance from our heart of greed.
那就表示我们要靠神更近，这样子的话，我们对贪恋的还有这些罪恶的心就离远了。
Let's look at the Romans chapter 6.
让我们看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6 verse 18.
罗马书。
Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
罗马书第六
16 to 18.
第六章十六到十八节。罗马书六章十六到十八节。
Do you not know that chapter 6 verse from 16?
罗马书六章十六到十八节。
But that, do you not know that? Oh, I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆？顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。十七节 17. 感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做
罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了神所传给你们的道理的模范。 18. 你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
So we can be free from sin.
所以我们可以从罪里得释放。
But we know because First Corinthians 6 that love the money is the all source of evil.
在格林多前书第六讲说，爱钱财的心就是所有罪恶的来源。
Because of course the money itself is not, but the people knowing that once we have money, we can have all our freedom of our flesh.
当然，钱财本身不是邪恶，但是因为我们贪恋这个钱财，以为从钱财可以得到得到能力。
So let us remember the freedom, a true freedom is not come from the material.
让我们大家都很清楚的明白，不是我们不能从钱财物质得到自由的。
A true freedom is come from the Holy Spirit.
真正自由是从圣灵而来的。
When the first church was established in the Jerusalem,
当第一个教会在耶路撒冷设立的时候，
the Spirit of God worked mightily with all the brothers and sisters at that time.
圣灵跟各位弟兄姐妹都大有大能的工作。
They really become a free man at that time.
那时候大家都成为自由人。
I think it's historically at that time is the first time all these people they're willing to sell all their property bring into the church to share.
我想那是有史以来第一次的，这所有的信徒都把他们的产地都卖掉，然后把。
Of course, this, I'm not saying that this generation we have to. I mean, we have to do the same way like this. I'm talking about the spirit.
我不是在说我们现代也要跟他们一样的做，我是在讲有同样的这种精神。
The thing is, whatever the circumstance we are,
就表示我们不管在什么情况下
，Can we feel the true freedom out of there?
我们可以真正感到我们从这个环境而得。
Only is possible the Spirit of God can work with us and make it possible.
Because only God can make it possible.
Let's look at the Second Corinthians.
Let's look at the Second Corinthians.
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
哥林多后书第三章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
哥林多后书三章十七节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Where the Spirit of God work with us.
不管神的灵在哪里，跟我们异口同工。
We can feel the true freedom there.
我们就能够感觉到真正的自由。
We do not binding upon our own human way of thinking.
我们就不在为以自己人的想法而捆绑。
There we can feel the Spirit of God lead us, source is to supply us all the true satisfaction.
我们就会感到神的灵带领我们，然后从那里得到满足。
This is the very simple case in John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman.
这有一个很简单的例子，就是在约翰福音四章那里一个撒玛利亚人。
She has a constant desire herself to be satisfied her own flesh.
她常这个女妇人，她常常有这个欲望，想要得到满足。
That's why she had five husbands before.
所以她之前有五个丈夫。
But how Jesus dealing with her is pointed out her sin.
主耶稣怎么这样子对待她呢？就是要指出她的罪。
The way she's seeking her flesh of life.
就是指出她一直从肉体上。
So once she can bring the sin out of her life, then she can have a rejoice. Jesus knew that.
Because 主耶稣知道，要是他把这个罪从他生活里头拿出来，他就能够喜乐呢。
So once Jesus pointed out her sin,
所以当主耶稣指出他的罪之后，
now she can realize herself.
他就自己就明白了。
And also, there she can come into the truth.
然后他就可以进到真理来。
Truth is a very important source of our life to be, give us freedom.
真理是对给我们生命自由的一个来源。
It's the same thing like when we have you know when you're in college or when you're in school, when you do the home when you do the exam testing.
这就像我真理就像我们在学校的时候我们要考试要学习。
You receive the the problems.
当你拿到这个题目的时候。
At the beginning, you don't know how to solve it.
刚开始你不知道怎么样解答。
You don't know what the formula applied to solve these problems.
你不知道这个公式是怎么样应用。
It seems like before you learn about it.
好像看起来以前学习。
But somehow, once you get the test papers, then you don't remember this formula.
可是当你拿到考卷的时候，你好像又记不得这些公式了。
Then you start struggling about these problems.
所以你就开始在这个问题上一直有增长。
But when you find out the formula that you can apply to the problem, can solve it. Once you find it, you can tell this problem is no longer to be problems.
当你想起这个公式怎么样应用的时候，那原来这个问题是很大的问题，就不再成问题了。
So when we find out the formula at that time, we're so rejoiced.
所以当你想起这个公式的时候，你就会非常的高兴。
Because until the moment, it is a problem.
因为在那之前，在你想起之前。
But when you find out the formula, then you can see that this is no longer a problem to be.
但是你想到。记起这个公式之后就不再是问题。
Then the moment you can experience of the satisfaction and joyful the excitement.
那一刻你就会感觉非常的满足非常的喜乐了。
Let's look at the John chapter 8.
让我们看一下约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
And You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
In the book of John, every time when Jesus performed the miracle as a sign to show the glory of God.
每一次耶稣在约翰福音行神迹的时候。
Now most of the case is kind of problem actually bringing to the Jesus actually.
神就得到荣耀。其实这很多都是一个问题，他们拿到耶稣面前。
Especially when Jesus, for example, when Jesus feed the 5,000.
比如说在耶稣喂五千人吃面包的时候。
If you look at the John chapter 6, Jesus feed the 5,000, the story there.
就像我们看在约翰福音第六章。这里讲耶稣在给五千人吃饱的时候。
Let's look at the John chapter 6.
让我们看一下约翰福音第六章这里。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Jesus therefore lifting up his eyes and seeing that great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?So now here, Jesus talked to the Philip and gave him actually a test. Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
所以在约翰福音六章五节这里，耶稣就给腓力一个问题，说我们要从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Well, actually, Jesus doesn't want to buy the food feeding the 5,000.
其实耶稣本来并不是想要真正的去买饼来喂这些人。
At that time, Jesus hoped that maybe Philip has understand the true formula.
那时候耶稣其实他是盼望腓力自己已经晓得这个公式是什么了。
In verse 6, and then here says, And this he was saying to test him.
因为在第六节这边说耶稣是要试验腓力的。
So for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
因为他自己原知道要怎样行。
Now, Philip, think about the money. So money about 200 denarius, maybe even that is not enough to go to the, you know, the town and bring the, buy and this much, bring the food, maybe distribute to 5,000, maybe not enough even.
腓力他只想到钱，他说，所以在这里讲，20两银子的饼，就叫他们个人吃一点。也都不够的。
Sometimes our Christian life within this, our understanding is limited, but even within this word, which is in the earth way of thinking.
所以我们常常我们的生活也就跟腓力一样，就是受到这个世界物质的这个限制。
So Philip doesn't have a true freedom at this time.
所以腓力在这时候没有真正的自由。
Within his mind, only think about the 200 denarii, what they maybe what they had, maybe they or the people offered to them, so they offering a money, offered the money from the people, maybe 200. His mind is binded with there.
腓力他这样回答，或许他们身上只有这些钱，或者是大家所奉献的这些钱，所以他的心就被这个他们所有的钱来捆绑。
At that time, Andrew, he mentioned the verse 8, his disciple Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says, now this is Andrew talked to Jesus, there's one boy has five bread and two fishes.
那时候呢，就安德烈就是彼得的兄弟对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童带着五饼跟两条鱼。
He think this is not enough even.
当然他那时候自己也说 这些怎么能够呢？
And when the verse 9, the last portion, what Andrew says, but what are these for so many people?
所以在第九节安德烈就说，只是分给这许多给许多人，这还算什么呢？
He has no freedom out of also under this, at this situation.
所以安德烈也是在这个情况下也是没有自由。
Now Jesus bring up here the showing the true freedoms.
那这时候呢，耶稣就给他们表现真正的自由是什么。
These people coming to me to seeking the truth.
因为这些人来到我面前要想要得到真理。
The God can feeding them.
神就可以喂饱他们。
So let them to sit in the grass.
神耶稣就叫大家就坐在地下。
Jesus bring this five bread and two fish from the boy.
耶稣就从这个小孩子手上接到这五个大麦饼和两条鱼。
And bring up the food and thanksgiving to God.
把这些食物拿出来跟神感谢。
And she already believed that this food enough to feed 5,000.
因为耶稣他心中已经知道这些就足够为这五千人了。
We can call this a spiritual freedom.
我们可以说这个是在灵里的自由。
The physically binded, Philip and Andrew, they all failed at this time.
菲利跟安德烈在这方面他们都已经失败了。
But Jesus showing that as an example, truth make you.Make you free.
可是耶稣就显现给他们，告诉他们真理能让你们得。
So the once we understand the truth in the scripture.
所以当我们能够从圣经里面的明白真理。
Maybe we have many problems, many kind of challenge in our daily life.
或许我们在生活上会碰到很多困难，还有很多挑战。
This is the most issue is within our physical eyes that we can see it.
因为这些困难就是从我们的肉眼能够看见的。
If we do not know the truth in the scripture,
要是我们不知道圣经里面的真理，
everything we can interpret and thinking a way to solve it based on our own flesh understanding.
我们就把所有的事情用我们的自己的想法来解释。
But once we understand the truth.
但是当我们了解真理之后，
the way to solve this problem is very different then.
我们来解决这些问题呢就很不一样了。
No longer our heart is within this in the physical world.
我们的心不就是存留在这个物质的世界上了。
Our faith is enough, the little enough to move the mountain from here to here.
我们的信心就足够把这个山从这边移到那边了。
Because we seeking that we our faith is not belongs to flesh but in spirit.
因为就表示我们的信心不再属于肉体，而到灵里了。
So it becomes true, give us true freedom.
这就给我们一个真正的自由。
A Christian have this, we need to have experience of this freedom in our Christian life.
对基督徒来说，我们一定要体验到这种自由。
We never binding about from this world.
我们不该受这世上的捆绑。
Because truth bring up to the spiritual world.
因为真理把我们从这个世上。
So we can rejoice always.
我们可以常常喜乐。
Because there's a satisfaction.
因为那里有满足。
So, once we have a freed man.
当我们成了一个自由人之后。
It is a true blessing.
那就是一个很大的。
But first, the Spirit of God can give us freedom.
首先，神的灵给我们自由。
Paul, Second Corinthians chapter 3 mentioned that, right?
在哥林多后书第三章，保罗提出
where the spirit, then there is a liberty, which is a freedom.
在那里提到神的灵在哪里，那边就有自由。
And also when we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, John 16 mentioned once the Spirit of Truth come to you, then lead you into the truth.
在约翰福音那里也提说，当神的灵带领我们进入真理的时候，那里就有自由。
Which is the John chapter 8 verse 32, that you shall know the truth, being by and guide the Holy Spirit. The truth, which is the spirit of the truth, shall make you free. The word of God make you free.
所以在约翰福音第八章这里也提到说，你要知道真理，因为真理就会给你自由。
And when Jesus came to this world 2,000 years ago, He wants to give us a true freedom.
耶稣在2000年之前来了之后，因为他要给我们这个真的自由。
Because all the people at that time in the land of Judea, they were suffered.
因为在犹大地的时候，他们这些人民都受苦。
All the religious leaders, they are corrupted already.
他们这些宗教领导人，他们都很腐败。
Actually, their eyes was closed.
其实他们的灵眼已经
once you
被遮盖了。
Look at the book of John. They are actually Jesus mentioned that they are not the free men, but they are actually the children of Satan. So.
耶稣甚至指这些领导者成为撒旦的使者。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
我们来看一下约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8 verse 44.
约翰福音第八章四十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 44.
约翰福音第八章四十四节。
But you are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desire of your father.Here, see that Jesus talked to the religious leader. This one's.
这时候，约翰，耶稣跟这些宗教的领导者他们。
It's talking to the Pharisees actually.
其实跟这些法利赛人说。
They think their father is God actually.
他们那时候想他们的父亲其实是神。
But they were all deceived.
可是他们却被迷惑。
They think they made it. It seems like they know all the knowledge of God at that time.
他们以为他们知道神。
But they do not know they're actually binding by the devils.
他们其实不知道被魔鬼捆绑。
So whatever they doing, we know that whatever they do is actually doing against Jesus, right?
结果他们所做的一切事情其实都是在抵挡耶稣的。
You have noticed that they didn't have any true freedom.
所以我们就可以看出他们其实根本没有真正的自由。
When at that time, if they have a true freedom of spirit, at that time, if they had the freedom at that time, spiritually.
他们在灵里真的有真自由的话
，They can see Jesus Christ right away.
他们就可以很快的就认出耶稣基督了。
If you look at the John chapter 1, Jesus calling the Nathanael.
当那个约翰福音第一章的时候，在耶稣在呼召拿单叶的时候
，Nathanael was a very different person.
拿单叶他是一个很不一样的人。
When Philip asked him, "Go and come and see."
当腓力跟拿但业说你来看
and then the Philip talking about the one the Joseph's son from Nazareth.
当那时候后腓力说他是一个拿撒勒那里的儿子。
There's such man come from the Nazareth, he says. Nathanael says.
结果拿但业说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗
？Philip says, "Come and see."
腓力就说你来看看吧。
And then he just walked toward the Jesus.
所以他就跟着腓力去看。
Jesus saw the Nathanael.
当耶稣看到拿单业的时候
，He is a true Israelite. There's no guile in his heart, in him.
耶稣就指着他说，这是一个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈。
Nathanael, how come you know me?
拿单业就说耶稣说你怎么知道我呢
？And chapter 148, and Jesus said, "When you're under the fig tree, I know you."
在约翰福音一章四十八节，耶稣说，当腓力还没有呼召你在无花果树底下的时候，我就看见你了。
Nathanael was truly at that time he was a free man.
拿单业他那时候是一个真自由人。
Because he connected with God.
因为他已经跟神是接连。
When he was under the fig tree,
当他在无花果树下时
，actually he enjoyed his freedom with God.
他已经在享受跟神之间的这个一个自由了。
Because he meditated God.
这就表示他在那边已经默思神。
So he experienced the spiritual freedom.
所以他已经体验到在灵里的自由了。
When Jesus comment on that, Nathanael realized right away.
所以当耶稣跟拿单业讲话的时候，他马上就
He can see that he is the true the son of God.
他就马上就看清他是神的儿子。
He mentioned that you are the king of Israel.
他就说你是以色列的王。
No one can mention about Jesus so far.
到这时候，没有一个人认这样明白的认识。
No one can say that he is the king of Israel.
没有人指出耶稣他是以色列的王。
But he can see that he is God himself.
只有拿单业说。 他就是神。
The first person to confess among all the disciples, Nathanael is the first one to confess himself.
在十二个门徒之中，拿单耶是第一个口中承认神是耶稣是神。
Because he himself already experienced true freedom.
因为他已经在灵里体验到真的自由。
People doesn't know, but he knows.
别人还不知道的时候，他就已经明白了。
Because this is a true freedom.
这个就叫做真自由。
Sometimes we have a Christian life.
有的时候我们在过这个基督徒。
But sometimes it seems like a spirit of God. It seems like a distance from us.
有的时候或许感觉到神的灵与我们在远离。
But we think we pray, but we think we have some kind of Christian ritual. We all follow up.
我们有的时候祷告，我们觉得这好像都是一些平常灵业的要做的事情。
The word of God doesn't give us any kind of any kind of insight.
我们看神的话语也给我们心中没有这个真正的让我们体验。
Word of God seems like all the monotonous, the same thing, repeat over and over again.
我们念神的话语的时候，也会觉得很枯燥，总是在重复。
Bible is not that much of excitement and joyfulness.
好像神的话给我们一点没有喜乐。
Because we're losing our freedom at the moment.
其实那个时候就表示我们已经失去自由了。
Because we are tied to the binding of the sin in this world.
因为我们已经在被世上的罪捆绑。
So we can change our life.
所以那时候我们一定要改变我们的生活习惯。
So we have to go back to God and let the Spirit can help us and give us true freedom.
我们要转回向神，从神那里求给我们。
So the Word of God also supply us true freedom into our life.
也让神的话语给充满我们的心中得到真知。
So we can be guided by the Holy Spirit.
这样子我们才能得到灵的圣灵的改。
Once the Spirit of God will fully help us guide our life.
当神的灵能够带领我们的时候，
life ourselves is very, very inner. We can build our inner strength.
这样子我们心中就可以得渐渐的。
Once we gain the inner strength,
当我们心中得到力量时候，
we don't have to gain from other people's fame.
我们就不要从别的人的身上得这个名誉。
You don't have to seeking what other people approved.
也不要去追求人家的他们的给你的坚定了。
Because we emotionally turn to very strong at that moment.
那时候我们的心情就很稳固了。
Because God already give you assurance in your heart.
因为神已经在我们心中给我们给我们稳定。
So you can be very free from the material things naturally.
我们就能够从物质上面的东西得到自由。
You know the value of hidden treasure in your life then.
因为那时候你就看出生命的真正的价值在哪里。
So that is your focus. That has become your joyful then.
因为这就成为你生活的中心，而且那你的自由，你的喜乐的来源。
Then our life can change.
这样整个生命就得到
like change to the free man of life.
就变成一个自由人的生活了。
So the second Corinthians said, within Christ we can become a new creature.
所以在哥林多后书这里讲说，在耶稣之内的话，我们成为一个新造的人。
We're willing to be like a servant of Christ then.
我们就很自愿的想要做耶稣的奴仆。
Actually, the serving God is so joyful.
因为能够服侍神是非常喜乐的事情。
It's most joyful moment then.
那一刻是非常的喜乐的。
It's not because of burdensome.
就不感觉的是一个负担。
But because we like to do.
因为我们喜爱做。
Because from inner ourselves, we are motivated by the love of Christ then.
因为从我们内心就会被基督的爱所激励。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 4.
我们看彼得后书第四章。
Did I say? I'm sorry. 1 Peter.
对不起，彼得前书第四章。
Second Peter chapter, First Peter, bring this voice. First Peter, chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
This is as a last word. Chapter 4 from verse 7.
从第七节开始。
First Peter chapter 4 from verse 7. The end of all things is at hand, so therefore be on sound judgments and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for the one another, because love covers multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without the complaint, as each one has received a spiritual gift, employing it in serving one another as good steward of their main manifolding grace of God. Whatever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterance of God. Whatever serves, let him do so as by the strength which God supply, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And this is the picture of the one who has a freedom and a spiritual freedom in their life to be like a steward, become a servant of God.
这就是一个真正在主内能够侍奉神的一个图画图面。
Now look at the chapter 2 verse 16.
那我们也看本书的第二章十六节。
First Peter 2:16.
第二章十六节。
Act as a free man and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as a bound servant, bound slave of God.
十六节，你们虽是自由的，却不可靠着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
The you and I, we are all free men in the Lord.
你我在主内都是自由人。
Because that's why we're willing to be bound servant of Christ.
所以我们就甘愿地做神的仆人。
That's a true free man's life.
这就是一个真正自由人的生活。
I hope the Spirit of God continue to encourage us.
但愿神的灵能够继续地激励我。
And truth in the Bible continue enlighten us.
愿圣经的真理继续地让我们眼睛明亮。
So that you and I become a true servant of God.
我们就大家一起做神的仆人。
We're willing to bound the slave of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们非常甘愿地做神的仆人。
This is a free man's life.
这就是一个自由人的生活。
Let's sing him.
让我们唱诗。339。
339。
唱诗339首。